High School Football live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Friday night high school football on 970 WKHM 101.5 FM. Beautiful evening here at Lumen Christi. GOC Tom Ratchford here at about the 45-yard line at Lumen tonight. Beautiful night for football, and the Titans look for their first win of the campaign after they had a tough night last week, Thomas.
Well, they really did, Greg, and good evening, everybody. The three-time defending state champ West Catholic Falcons of Grand Rapids came to town and really jumped on Lumen Christi early. It was 28-0 at the half, and or 27, whatever it was, and it just they were never able to recover from that. En route to a 30-13 loss at the hands of West Catholic, but it's a different story tonight, and we always talk about. The greatest measure of a team is how they improve from week one to week two. And I have a suspicion the Titans improved quite a bit during their practice and their film sessions and their little bit of soul searching as they correct mistakes, too, as they get ready for tonight's game against the Saxtons of Hastings.
And it doesn't hurt that you're playing Hastings, not... noted power. They've struggled even the last few years in football.
Yeah, they were 4-5 last year in the OK Gold. They've only won one game the last couple of years. Jackson area fans would recognize Hastings. They were in the Twin Valley from 1978 until in the early 90s. They were in the Twin Valley, and if you know, Northwest was with them in the valley, along with Hillsdale and Coldwater and Marshall. So they're fairly familiar team in the local circles. They were the ones that were added when Charlotte left the Interstate 8. They got voted in, and they're in the Interstate 8. So last week they got beat. Hastings lost to Lakewood by the score of 38-22. Lakewood hasn't been very good recently either, so it's hard to get a grip on them. Although we've been watching the Saxtons on the field for the last 45 minutes or an hour, and they certainly are a good-sized ball club. And
really, two teams that mirror each other, Tom. They're both very young. There'll be very few seniors on the field tonight for either team.
Little chance for everybody to grow here in the second week of the season.
Well, just a gorgeous night for high school football here on Spring Arbor Road. Room for you if you want to come out, catch a tilt. We're on 970 WKHM. That means also 101.5 FM. Three break. We'll be back on the pregame tonight on WKHM, WKHM.com.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704. Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Hail Caesar!
Oh, no. Try it lower.
Hail Caesar!
Close, but more commanding.
Hail Caesar!
Perfect.
As in the new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt. Made with hand-pulled rotisserie-style chicken, raised without antibiotics. Savory Caesar sauce and melted provolone cheese. Plus veggies and a touch of Parmesan on freshly baked bread. Hail the new Chicken Caesar Melt.
I just got chills.
From Subway. Fresh is what we do. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC and Ratch back here at Lumen Christi on the pregame. Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops with us for the player of the game tonight, Collins Brothers floor covering at halftime. And Tri-County Water, out-of-town scoreboard, which will consist of the Jackson game at Ipsy Lincoln. Earlier today, we talked to the crafty longtime defensive coordinator at Lumen. Got a breakdown of Hastings from Joe Williams. On the pregame tonight with Lumen's longtime defensive coordinator, Joe Williams. Joe, as we all knew, you guys, very young team, and you opened with a very good team. Probably not a great combination for you.
No, it wasn't, but on the upside of that, we did play better in the second half. Our guys came out, and they were a little wide open in the opening first half, and it obviously showed, and we made some adjustments at the half, and we were able to come out and play a lot better in the second half. We moved the ball fairly well in the second half, but then we got some stops, and Grant, their quarterback, the junior kid we got hurt, was out, but the kid that played the running back and quarterback was a quarterback prior to his injury last year when we played him, and Fox kid, and he's an accomplished quarterback. He's played the position for a long time, and then got moved to running back, and he was, they were a little bit simplified with him at quarterback, but they were still doing everything they do, and I don't know if we weren't ready, if we were, nervous or what, but hopefully we'll see some improvement on tonight's performance, and we had a better week of practice. We still are struggling in some areas, but tonight's the night to see if we can get better.
That's a big week, isn't it, between week one and two, Joe?
Yeah, old cliche, say biggest week, biggest improvement made from week one to week two. We really dissected our end zone copy of the game with the linemen, and we're challenging them to be a little bit more physical up front on both sides of football. And that was what West Catholic's coach said, that he felt that we were more physical than them last year, and then we took the game to them. And so, in some respects, the tables got turned on us against them this year, and we're hoping that we can come out this week and just play a much more complete ball game.
Give us a quick snapshot on Hastings. What do you expect from them tonight?
Well, offensively, they're going to be in two different offenses for they're going to run the spread. And when they're in the spread, it's all shotgun, and they throw the ball a little bit, but that's not what they want to do. They want to feature the quarterback and number eight's the quarterback, and run him. They will run number 11 as well some, and he's a very good running back, but he's most dangerous when they decide to, you know, go double tight and straight T. Then number 11 lines up at fullback, and they run the fullback trap. They do a really good job of that, and everybody knows the problems we've had with that over the years, the last few years, I should say. And our JVs had problems with it last night up there, and they lost 36-28. And we didn't get to play the game because we were scouting Harper Creek Northwest, but they said that we couldn't stop the fullback trap. So hopefully we, that won't be the case for us tonight. You know, we seem to get after it a little bit this week in practice. And, like I say, we're hoping that, we'll get some penetration and, make sure we're in the right gaps and those kinds of things and, take care of it. So I would say that if we can force them to throw the ball, that's not what they want to do, and mm-hmm. we'll be pretty comfortable with that. They don't have a great passing attack. They don't have, they have 32 kids on their roster, but they're really big up front. And, they got some really big kids in the line of scrimmage. So, the thing we're going to have to do is just make sure that we're lower than them at the line of scrimmage and get underneath them and, use great technique, and if we do that, we'll be okay.
Sounds like on offense, Joe, Bo Bell had a pretty good game last week.
Bo did, yeah. Bo did well. Once we got him going, still does a little too much slashing and dashing. We just like to see him run north and south, and get outside. He's got good speed, and when he gets outside, mm-hmm. not too many people are going to catch him. So we're hoping that we can keep him on track tonight, and we're hoping that our line does a better job of just picking up the protection schemes and give Troy some time to throw the ball. He was really running for his life last week. We gave up 7 sacks, and when you have only one senior in the offensive line, that's probably going to happen. But mm-hmm. hopefully we get better with that tonight as well. And I think we will. We worked hard on it all week, and the kids have, like I say, gotten to see their mistakes and went through it all week long. And hopefully it all gets cleaned up, and we put together a much better performance tonight.
Hey Joe, thanks. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Greg.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Christovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Local decision-making with local employees, neighbors helping neighbors, keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank, the name that stays the same, Jackson's lender of choice, offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
No matter what happens in your future, you need to be ready for it. You need to set goals for it, save for it, and invest carefully. Most of all, you need a strategy. This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. As your financial advisor, I'll work with you to create a strategy, one based on the realities of both your life and the financial world, based on your specific situation. Call the Augustine Group today at 768-7709. Tomorrow is based on what you do today.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/16.
Hi, Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen Christi with Tom Ratchford, GOC, Josh Hankrell, our executive producer, director tonight. If there's any problems, we blame Josh. And run to cash our checks. No problems tonight. This is beautiful, Tom.
It's very cool, Greg. And I played golf with Herb Rogan at the Jim Crowley Memorial Golf Outing about 3 weeks ago.
What'd you shoot?
We were four under par. It was a scramble.
It's not very good for
Herb and I.
You had a good time.
Sean Brogan and Andre Wojtusik.
Okay.
It was a fantastic time, but the object there is more of a camaraderie thing. And they were talking about how much the kids enjoy this. Think of it. The kids go to school all day. They weren't in school today, but you go to school all day. You can get dressed. You don't have to get on a bus for a home game. You're right here. You come out. It's an absolutely spectacular setting. The lights, of course. I was a longtime proponent of playing games on Saturday afternoons here, like Farmington Hills Harrison had done for many, many years before lights, and that could have happened, and that would have been their thing. But now that the lights are here, you can play night games, and we've got a pretty nice crowd on hand, and it's enthusiastic as we're awaiting the kickoff by Lumen Christi.
Abe Johnson. Lumen goes from your left to your right on your 970 dial and kicks it down toward the corner, the run back from the 10, 15, 20. 25, Lumen missed a tackle there at about the 22, and he got it out to about the 28-yard line.
Luke Stanton on the stop for the Titans. First and 10 for Hastings.
And Hastings will go from the 28-yard line. Calvin Kappen is their quarterback, and their big running back is Drew Westworth. And they'll run, as Coach Williams mentioned in the pregame, they'll run a spread, and they'll run the straight T with a fullback, Tom.
That's a pretty good-sized bunch of kids right there.
Yeah, they got a big offensive front.
Quarterback Kappen's a pretty good-sized kid, and that offensive line is real big. Straight T.
And they go straight T, two tight ends, and run it up the middle over the 30 to the 32-yard line.
Allen, the carry.
And a pickup of about three on first down, second and seven.
Tackle by Nick Thomas. Amongst others up front.
Lumen's defense, Cam White, Austin Maynard, Zach Irwin, Blake Cobetto, Grant Smith, linebackers Alex Lasky, Kyle Minder, and we'll check the secondary. And we have some movement inside, and it looks like offside on Lumen.
The left defensive end, and maybe the left tackle jumped.
Out in the secondary, Bobby Willis, Nick Thomas, Luke Stanton, Jacob Lathers.
Encouragement defense. It's a 5-yard penalty.
So a free 5 yards here for Hastings.
Second and one for Hastings.
Look like the Iowa Hawkeyes out there with that uniform. And second down and a short yard.
Does Iowa have gold numbers on a white shirt?
They do.
That are hard to see?
Yeah. First back through. And not much there. Probably didn't get the first down. Good job by the interior. Big Zach Irwin in there. He's about 270. And he's playing nose guard. Normally, over the years, Tom Lumen's had a little 150, 60-pound nose guard. Not this year.
He's pretty big up front. Now, what'll happen here is they can run that fullback buck again, but if you notice, it's only going to be third down and a little bit less than a yard. On the first couple of plays, Hastings is—they really carry out their fakes both to the left and the right. So you got to be on your toes and read your keys.
Third, very short, long count. Second back wide open over the 40 to the 42-yard line and a first down.
Or you can do what I do up here, and I've been trying to educate our listening audience. When you're watching a team like this, watch the guard. The left guard pulled, or the right guard pulled left towards us, and he leads the play. You'll know where the ball is because very few schools in high school will false key. So a good job there on third down and short for the first down for the Saxons.
So they're going to start out here with a power game, see if Lumen can stop it. Lumen has 10 in the box right now. First back through. And not much there. Maybe a yard. Ryan Allen with Westworth in the backfield.
And it looked like Zach Irwin and Tyler Boland at the bottom of the pile.
Game of two, second and eight. Not a cloud in the community right now.
Yeah, it was like that all day this morning.
Beautiful.
At the golf course. Just spectacular. As opposed to last week's heat and humidity.
You should be good by now, all the golf you're playing.
I had a 92 today.
Okay, that's not bad. Here's a play action fake, a roll, wide open in the flat. First down, Hastings to the Lumen 45.
Drew
Westworth out of the backfield, Tom.
Yeah, and knocked out of bounds by that defensive end, Kyle Minder, who chased him all the way to the sideline. And that's what you can do out of this straight tee. You get everybody conscious inside, and then you keep running your fakes like that, and you can run that little out pass. It's not very fancy or even sophisticated, but when you run your assignments, you can get away with it.
Yeah, quick rollout pass, first down at the Titan 45. Second back off left tackle, maybe a yard. Not many holes in there, Tom.
No, good job by the Titans to stay low. I don't have the number of the tackler. I think it was 19, Grant Smith. One of the bigger kids came out, Zach Irwin, right now, and Alex Rogers checked in for the Titan defense.
Second down and nine for the Saxons of Hastings. They lost last week to Lakewood. They did put up 22 points. First back through, fullback trap, and he is carrying tacklers down inside the 40, 38-yard line.
Grant Smith, Kyle Minder both in on the stop for the Titans, and he does that. It was just that quick slip to that fullback, the first man through, and they are just like Coldwater last week against Jackson High. These straight T teams, when they punch it forward like that, I really don't see any reason for them to get out of this. You said we watched them run the spread in pregame.
Yeah, they didn't complete a pass in the pregame.
But the other thing that's happening here, they're moving the ball pretty decently. It's third and three, but you keep the ball, you're keeping it out of Lumen Christie's hands.
Big Trevor Ryan, the center. First back, first down. That's Westworth again. Good hard run. He bounced off one tackler and got a first down to the Lumen 32-yard line.
Nick Thomas, Luke Stanton on the stop, and somebody just, one of those two, just barely got a hand on him and kind of knocked him down. Or else if he could have kept his feet, he might have gone all the way.
Very disturbing first series here by Hastings.
Yeah, you're powerless.
There's looked nothing, like Coldwater last
Yeah, there's
week.
Nothing you can do. If you can't get the ball away from these guys.
Real tight splits, two tight ends. Second back play action. The quarterback keeps it. And good play out in the wing by Grant Smith.
The ball with the carry. Stop by Minder.
Yeah, that was 49, Greg, not 19, I believe. Kyle Minder on that outside. He's the defensive end on that far side. They booted that with a pulling guard.
Second and seven for Hastings.
Still, you get a game
of
three.
Whoever it was, he was the last man home.
Yeah, it was a good tackle. You know, you got 3 yards on first down, so.
Second and seven to the 30. Quarterback is the senior, Calvin Capon. Or Capon for our French speaking audience. Fullback up the middle, nothing. He got clobbered. Host of Titans there.
I think that was Minder again, 49, and a couple of the other guys.
Keller on the stop for the Titans. Brings up third down.
Big 88 for Lumen.
Dayton Keller, along with 49 Kyle Minder.
Third down, about six here for Hastings. They run a play in off the bench with Ryan Allen, sophomore running back, slot back. They stay in that straight T with two tights. Whistle and a timeout. Calling this a big third down play for Hastings. We'll take a quick break. 30 break. We're right back. 970 and 101.5 FM.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The Titan 30, and you've got to think that they wouldn't punt. I don't know if they have a field goal kicker. I didn't see anybody, didn't notice them in the pregame. So you really do, you know, realistically have two downs here to work with. If I'm Hastings, I'm certainly not getting away from anything I have been doing. They can run that boot either way and put pressure on the outside, and you know, even giving it to the second back on that crisscross.
First back off left tackle, and he's short of a first down, but it's Minder again on the tackle, and it's big 85, Skyler Brower.
Yeah, or you could give it to that great big dude, Brower. He is a big running back.
Yeah, he's really a tight end in the backfield.
Yeah, is a blocking back. I think it's his first carry, and that was a pretty wise move. Now the ball is smack dab on the 25.
Fourth and two, Tom.
And they're going to need to get down to the 23.
Big play here. Fourth and two. Hastings will go for it here from the Lumen 25 long count. Second back, easy first down to the 20-yard line. Touchdown saving tackle.
By Bobby Willis. Bobby Willis with the tackle, and what he did there, again, the carrier.
Good job by the running backs. They're sliding to the open area.
Yes, he got right up to the hole, and then Lumen Christie had it bottled up, and he just kind of was able to read that and step to the outside. The contain man on the front has to stay home and keep that outside arm free. I don't believe that had happened. Willis had to come up from the secondary and make that tackle.
Capping from the 20. First back through, and nothing there. Drew Westworth, the senior running back, right up the middle.
Yeah, and the Titans have done a very good job stopping the fullback, which is the primary job against a straight T offense. So they stop the fullback, number one, but you've got to be able to stop off tackle and then the bootlegs and the counters.
Second down and 10. Ball spotted just inside the 20-yard line. That straight tee with two tight ends. Fumble. Lumen's got the ball. Screw up in the backfield. And Lumen recovers at the 23-yard line.
That's about the best thing you could hope for right there as Alex Lasky came up with the ball. They just simply mishandled it as the quarterback kind of jabbed it. And the running back, I think it was 45 or 48, just didn't get his hands on the ball for Hastings. And Alex Lasky for the Titans ends up with it. So Lumen Christie, no score in this game. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Get the ball for the first time at their own 22.
Tried two fakes there, and Lumen got great penetration. And on first down, pitch it to Bell for a couple.
Bell with the carry.
Just a pitch sweep to Bell, and he got out to about the 24-yard line.
Tyler Johnson, Skyler Brower, two pretty good-sized characters over there on that right side of the defense for Hastings, made the stop. Kind of a bread-and-butter play for the Titans. Throw everybody over to the left, get Bell out in the open field on a very quick pitch to the right.
Give Bell 2 and 2nd and 8. Quarterback is Troy Kucha, Jr. Whistle.
Yeah, that was clumsy. Jake Blathers came to the sideline back and forth. Couldn't tell whether he was on the field or not. It's an illegal substitution against Lumen Christie. It's going to cost him 5.
So Lumen will go from a 2nd and 8 to a 2nd and 13. Action brought to you by the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, Genco Boot Shop, County National Bank, Advanced Fluid Technology, B&G Landscape, part of our group tonight. 2nd and 13, throw it out in the flat, it's caught, out to near the 30-yard line. Jacob Blathers with the catch, wide open out in the flat.
Tackled by Garrett Colson right after he caught it. Pretty good little play for the Titans. Not a bad pass by Kucha. Good grab by Blathers. Got the ball. Got basically the yardage they messed up back. It'll be 3rd down and...
About three. Irwin, Maynard, Pelletier, Morris, Richardson up front. And Lumen did not get there, got over the 30, maybe the 31-yard line. They'll be a solid yard short.
A couple of those bigger kids underneath with the tackle off.
Now they're about a half yard short.
That's a pretty good-sized front again for Hastings. I think the linebacker stuck his nose in there and made the tackle. It might have been Chase Cobb, one of the tackles that made the tackle.
Lumen goes for it here on 4th. About a half yard. Bo Bell got the first down.
He was tackled by Ethan Hart and Tyler Johnson.
Lasky on the carry, and he got hammered.
Yeah, they both hit him pretty good, but he just got the ball across the line to gain.
33-yard line. Just 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. Very fast first. 970, 101.5 FM. There's Bo Bell off the left side, and no running room there. A host of Saxons in there.
The first hit was Cooper White. I think T.J. McCulley was also there for Hastings, and that was a real good defensive play for them. Titans had things going positively, got the first down, and then on the very first play, they got nothing.
2nd down and 10 for Lumen. They run out of an eye with Bell 8 yards off the ball, gets the pitch. Good block, 40, 45, 50, he's gone. 40, 30, 20, touchdown Lumen. No flags. 67 yards for Bo Bell on a little sweep here to the short side of the field. He broke one arm tackle and he was gone. Nobody was going to catch him. Out in that Hastings secondary. 67-yard scamper for Bo Bell.
Left guard, left tackle both pulled, and Bo read that very nicely. Those kids got in the way, and Bell, once he got into the open, turned on the afterburners, 67 yards up this near sideline for a score, 6-0 for the Titans.
Abe Johnson on the extra point is good. And we have a marker, so hang on. There is a flag. And it looks like it's against Lumen. A hold. Wow.
Holding against the Titans.
Man. That should never happen on an extra point. That'll be a 10-yard walk-off from the 3 to about the 13. You'll be looking at about a 30-yard.
I didn't watch the ball. He made the kick. Yeah. So I was watching the interior. It's not on the. What's Hastings' coaches even talking to him about?
I don't know.
It's not on the kickoff.
Yeah, they'll get the extra point over. That's Coach Jamie Murray was out with the official. So Johnson will kick here from the 20-yard line, a 30-yard extra point.
Out of the snap by T.J. McCauley and the hold by Troy Kucha.
Snap good. Kick is up and good. Good kick. Abe Johnson, 7-0. Looming Christie. Back in a minute. 101.9. 970. 101.5. Right back.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen Christie, 7-0 Titans. And they kick off. And the run back is over the 20, 25, 26-yard line. Brogan Sullivan, Alex Rogers on the stop. Tom out of town.
About the same thing happened over at Ipsy Lincoln. Jackson and I had a nice drive going, but it was stopped on a fumble. And then Ipsy Lincoln went 85 yards in a handful of plays. So with 4:15 to go in the first, it's Ipsy Lincoln 7, Jackson nothing.
On the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, 7-0 Ipsy Lincoln, 7-0 Lumen here. And the Saxon start from the 26-yard line, and another whistle. Lumen has lined up offside again. Just egregious errors here. That's one you don't even want to see that one in week two. Lining up offside. First and 5. Down to about a minute to go here in the quarter. They stay in the too tight look. Copping back to throw. Knocked away beautifully out in the secondary.
Pass broken up by Thomas, intended for forward. Second and 5 for Hastings.
And second down and 5. Nick Thomas made the play. Sophomore out in the secondary for Lumen as he knocked it away. Hastings stays in the same look. Second back is...
I think he slipped it to the first back to the right. Yep.
Yeah.
Good fakes there still up front.
First down. Ryan Allen.
Willis on the stop.
Spotted at the 37 in a first down. Two tights, and they're straight tee in the backfield, really about 2 yards off the ball. And here's a run for about 10 yards.
That's disconcerting because he went about 11 right up the gut. Finally, the tackle was made by Dayton Keller. I didn't see what happened on the flag.
Terry Dull on the carry.
We're down to 28 seconds left in the first quarter. Lumen Christie leads 7-0 over Hastings. Only five officials in this league as opposed to seven in the CAAC.
They're going to walk it off against Hastings.
It's dead.
Personal foul.
Dead ball.
Yeah, that's unsportsmanlike conduct.
That takes it all the way back to the 33-yard line. Something happened in the pile there. That was an unapproved practice.
Well, that's tough for them, too, because they had just gotten 11 on first down, and they were driving. They were right at about midfield.
They do keep their first down, so it happened after the first down was attained, and they move it back to the 33. And not much there.
Yeah, they bucked it to the first back again, and you never know. That could be, they could break that. The big Dayton Keller again for the Titans came up and made the tackle. I've got a sneaking suspicion that they're keying him on that back. Anyways, it's the end of the first quarter.
First quarter history. Bo Bell, 67-yard touchdown run. Abe Johnson, extra point, 7-0 Lumen. Back in a minute. 970 101.5 FM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
One period in the record book, 7-0 Lumen. Hastings had the ball the majority of the first quarter, and now they're looking at a 2nd and 9 to start the second quarter. WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970, 101.5 FM. Official talking to that big center there, Trevor Ryan. He looks like Blackman Township. That kid is enormous. Right in the middle. And it was a good play by Sam Meisner, who tripped up Sam Dakin. Short pickup, about three or four yards. Be a third down, a short 5 here for Hastings. Trailing 7-0. Stay with the same look, and then third down. Lumen has kind of a 5-3-3 look on defense. And 28 will not get there. That's Terry Dull. Meisner was there again, and Big Keller.
Good job again by Meisner, sticking his nose in there. Good aggressive little player.
With Dayton Keller, 4th and 2.
4th and 2 for Hastings.
Ball's at their own 41-yard line. And they need to get to the 43, and they're going to go on 4th and 2. On 4th down. 2nd back, easy 1st down. That is Drew Westworth, and he's all the way, still running over tacklers to the Lumen 46.
That was a very determined run. by Westworth. A couple of kids at the bottom of the pile, 62 Austin Maynard.
Luke Stanton down there.
Yeah.
Out in the Lumen secondary. You don't want him making tackles.
Well, the thing that's really disconcerting is they're chewing up yardage on the ground. They don't have to resort to the air. Nothing. They're not fooling anybody. They're just lining up and blocking.
First back slips through. They missed a tackle, and he got down inside the 40 to about the 38-yard line.
Solo
Ryan Allen.
Yeah, solo tackle by Nick Thomas after a gain of about 9 or, you know, maybe 8, but he could have gone the distance.
Second and one. 9-yard pickup, and second down and a yard from the Lumen 38. This drive started right just outside the 25-yard line. And again, Hastings really just grinding it out here. Nothing very fancy.
Number 28 with the ball.
And there's a first down.
Got tripped up a little bit there by, I think it was Kyle Minder.
Sullivan on the stop. That's enough for a first down for Hastings.
Got about two and a first down at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Sullivan may have also been in there on the tackle, but it's still another first down. 9:34 to go in the first half. And it's Lumen Christi 7, Hastings nothing.
From the 36, and they hand it off to Dull again. And he scratches out a couple yards, maybe three, down to the 30. Well, they put it back at the 34, so a pickup of 2 yards on first down. On the Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard.
Yeah, it was a 4th and 10 on the 24-yard line, and Ipsy Lincoln scored a touchdown pass against Jackson High. So with a minute and 1 second left in the first quarter, it's Ypsilanti Lincoln 14, Jackson High nothing.
Second and 8 here for the Saxons with two tights. And capping the senior. First back, not much there, maybe a yard. Ryan Allen.
You waiting for that quarterback to keep it on a boot? I know we're on the radio and we're trying to describe what's going on, but I think the boots are they're open both ways because the Titans are really, really biting and, you know, trying to stop the fullback and the inside run.
We may find out right here. Third down and 7. Allen, Dull, and Westworth in the running back positions. And they give it to Dull, and he's inside the 30.
Yeah, they moved that great big kid, 85, Skyler Brower, that had run the ball a couple times. They moved him to tight end, you know, where he's probably better suited. And he creased down, probably got away with a hold. He had a pretty good grip on the Titans linebacker, got away with it. But he caved him down, so that sets up a fourth down and about two.
About three.
Maybe three.
Michigan State has just scored. They lead Furman 7-0. That game on 101.9 FM, if you're looking for that. 101.9 FM. And on 4th and 3. Nowhere close. Lumen all over him. And on top, again, Sam Meisner for Lumen. But there are a host of Titans there. That was not very creative.
Meisner, Minder, and those kids. No, it wasn't, but that's what they've been doing. Meisner's a pretty tough kid. His dad played for me 32 years ago at Concord. Man, that was a long time ago.
Was he in that Vandercook game?
Yes. Yep.
I think I remember him now. 29-yard line, Lumen takes over. They run a little reverse to Belly. Steps out of a tackle. 40, 45, 50. What a cut. 40, 30, 20. Never catch him. Touchdown, Lumen.
Touchdown, Lumen. 70 yards.
70-yard touchdown run for Bo Bell.
Well,
last two carries, 137 yards. Two touchdowns.
For as well as Hastings has played, they're down 13-0 with 7:16 to go in the first half because the Titans have the breakaway threat in the single best football player on the field in Bo Bell. And Lumen Christie's smart enough to get the ball into his hands.
Yeah.
and that was just a terrific run. He broke a tackle right about at the line of scrimmage and went, you know, right up the left sideline, broke it into the middle for 70 yards.
Johnson's extra point is up and good. A Bo Bell explosion here on Spring Arbor Road. 14-0 Lumen. And we're back in a minute on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Ratch GOC back at Lumen, Josh Ankrel, our producer-director tonight. Short kick out of bounds. And this will be a critical drive for Hastings. They've played well on offense.
Really well.
But they no points to show for
I'm suspecting now they'll probably spread this out a little bit. They're down 14-0 with 7:16 to go in the second. There's no reason to panic. They've controlled the game. They really have, except for the two long touchdown runs by Bo Bell, one of 67 yards near the end of the first period, and this one of 70 yards as we are now with 7:16 to go in the first half. Lumen Christi leads 14-0. No, Hastings is staying in the straight tee.
From the they took the ball at the 35-yard line, the kick out of bounds. And the third back into the secondary's got 9 yards out to the 44-yard line.
I got to be honest with you, that's their best bet. They just got nine. They need to stay patient. If they can just get this
drive. They need some points here before halftime.
Yes, they've got to get some points, but they're keeping the ball away from Lumen Christi. I mean, they've had the ball a couple of times, and they've ended up in a pair of touchdowns.
Second and about a foot here for Hastings. First back, barrels into Lumen territory. All the way down to the 48-yard line.
Bobby
so they picked up about 18 yards on two carries, Tom.
Luke Stanton, Bobby Willis at the bottom of the pile. That's too easy right there. Two plays and about 14 yards. 12 yards.
Yeah, they're running Dahl, Ryan Allen, and Drew Westworth in the backfield. And the little quarterback, first back through, is pounded. That's Westworth, and he got hammered. Got it back to the line of scrimmage.
Brought down by Zach Irwin. Second and 10.
Big Zach Irwin in the middle. Host of Titans there. Second and 10. And Hastings. Down. They give it to Westworth again. And nothing doing. He lost about 6 inches. Third down and 10. Ball's at the Lumen 48-yard line. .520 to go, first half, 14-0 Titans. And on third and 10. First back, nothing. Ryan Allen right up the middle, and that's three plays for zero.
Yeah, I still can't believe they don't run the boot with him because he's going it doesn't even look like Titans are paying attention to him. It's too late now. You're going to be forced to punt. Ball's at the Lumen Christi 48. It is 14-0 Lumen Christi over Hastings with 4:45 to go in the first half.
Oh, Hastings will kick it away here. Lumen has Willis deep. No, they fake it. Now the rugby-style kick. And that rolls all the way down into the end zone. Lumen will go at the 20, leading 14-0. Quick break, 30 break. We're right back on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen, Bo Bell goes for about 5 on first down. Well, that wrecked his average. He was averaging 68.5 yards his last two carries. And they run it outside and don't get there. Yeah, the defensive play there by Hastings.
Yeah, Wyatt Smith on the stop for Hastings. That was Nick Thomas, number 10, a sophomore, on the carry wide for Lumen Christi.
And that brings up a third and 5 for Lumen. 3:20 to go till halftime, and the Titans up 14-0. Troy Kucha fakes to Bell, rolls and looks, flips it out, wide open, tight end drag, 40, 45, 50. First down, Lumen. Cameron White was wide open.
Yeah, that's tough to cover, that tight end. Number 2, Cam White, he just released into the center of the field. Nobody was there. Kucha rolled to his right, was able to hit him in the hands, and then he had a pretty nice run after he made the catch. Gets the Titans a first down. They do cross midfield into Hastings territory.
Good patience by Kucha there. He waited till his man got open. Last week he took a beating with 7 sacks. Pitches to Bell. Good call. 45, 40, 35. Down the sideline! Touchdown! No, he stepped out of bounds at the 20.
Yeah, you could hear the official blowing the whistle back at the 21. But, boy, they run that stretch play to the left with Bell, and he extends that sideline and that containment, and, man, can he run.
There's a flag way back up here at the 40. So that one was likely going to come back anyway. Bell got right on that sideline. He had a step, but he got a shoelace on the 21-yard line. He's got a lot of yards here in the first half.
Yeah.
John Cummings will have to get his calculator out here. I don't know if John can count that high. You weren't a math major, were you, John? I didn't think so.
How do you get a personal foul on that?
Must have been something after the play, Tom. And Lumen gets a first down. 36-yard line? No, it's on Lumen.
Right.
After the play.
Right. You can't make those mistakes.
on first. Thomas is drubbed at the line of scrimmage.
I guess that was my point.
Yeah.
Stop by Johnson.
Each team has a dead ball, personal foul penalty here in the first half.
Titans shuffling a lot of players offensively, to, you know, depending on what set they want to run. They do fancy themselves as being very diverse. But as long as number four is on the field, and that's Bo Bell, he's at right halfback, just offset right behind the right guard.
Kucha back to throw over the middle. Same play! First down, down to the 15-yard line, Cameron White.
Well, it's that old trap, and it was a fake inside this time. And again, both of the plays that were caught by Cameron White were fakes, and Kucha rolled to the right, and he came just dragging from the left tight end through the right side and was able to catch the ball right about at the hash mark and get another Lumen Christie first down.
Irwin, Maynard, Pelletier, Morris, Richardson up front.
Lasky with the carry.
This time, Alex Lasky for not much. Clock. 1:40 to go till halftime. Lumen up 14-0. Michigan State over on 101.9 FM. Up 7-0 on Furman. Michigan tomorrow right here at noon on 970 and 101.5. Pitch to Bell. I can call that. 10. And down to about the 7. Late flag. Bell got it down to about the 7.
Yeah, Dull, 28, I think, was on the tackle.
He was right at the sticks. Personal foul, face mask, half the distance to the goal.
First down for the Titans.
And with 1:14 to go, Lumen set up to score here with the football at the 3-yard line.
Punch it in, and you would demoralize the Hastings Saxtons.
I believe so.
Clock is running. We're down to 1:04 in the first half. Lumen Christie on the doorstep. Unbalanced. Ball.
They fumbled the ball. Amazingly, Kucha got it back. They tried to get tricky, a little quick handoff to Lasky, Tom.
Well, I think there was only one guard. I think there was only one down lineman to the left of center. Everybody else was right, and they tried to run it right, and for some reason they didn't handle the ball. It did bounce right back up into quarterback Troy Cooch's hands, and he was able to cover it and actually even make something out of it, because it would have been a loss, and he got it back basically to the original line of scrimmage. So there's 49 seconds left in the first half. Lumen Christie leads Hastings 14-0, and the Titans are driving. They're down. It'll be second down and goal from the Hastings 3.
No reason to outthink yourself. You give it to number 4 and get out of his way. Ball's right back where it was at the 3-yard line. As Tom mentioned, pretty good job by Cucci. He picked it up back at the 7 and got it back to the 3. From the 3, Bell's a tailback, and he's back at the 10-yard line. Give it to Bell. Touchdown.
Well, and that was unbalanced to the left, and they just opened it up and just run that, just flip it to him and let him go.
Well, so, nobody touched him.
So they caved, but they did have an extra man on that side. I don't think Hastings adjusted to that.
I don't, yeah.
So there was blocking any of us in this press box, and there's about a dozen Titan Club guys working this game. Any of these guys could have scored on that one.
Yeah, wide open for Bell.
Not to disparage Bo.
No.
He's got 3 touchdowns
no.
this afternoon.
Well, you said it. He's the best player in the field. Kick up and good. 21-0 Titans.
44 seconds in the second quarter.
44 seconds to go. Take a quick break, 30 break, and we're right back with the kick as we roll toward halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Hail Caesar!
Oh, no, no. Try it lower.
Hail Caesar!
Close, but more commanding.
Hail Caesar!
Perfect.
As in the new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt, made with hand-pulled rotisserie-style chicken, raised without antibiotics. Savory Caesar sauce and melted provolone cheese, plus veggies and a touch of Parmesan on freshly baked bread. Hail the new Chicken Caesar Melt.
I just got chills.
From Subway, fresh is what we do. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen, we're heading very quickly toward halftime, 44 seconds left. Bo Bella scored three times. And Lumen up 21-0. Abe Johnson will kick for the Titans. Drew Westworth is deep in the middle. And they angle it short.
That was a fair catch signal on that kickoff by Cole Hall. And you know, you go to the rules meeting every year and they make a big deal about a valid fair catch signal, and that didn't look very valid. But valid or invalid, they called it. And Hastings will take over. 44 seconds to go in the first half. They'll get the ball at their own 26.
Down by 21, and they stay in the two tight end look here. From the 26. And they got a good, pretty good run out over the 30.
You know, really, Hastings is doing a pretty good job with what they have. I mean, they don't have any speed burners. They don't have Bo Bell. They've got a couple of good-looking linemen and a couple of good, hard running backs. And, you know, they're doing what they can.
Well, they killed themselves by fumbling on that first drive.
Yeah, had they scored then, it would have been a different story.
There's close to a first down, Drew Westworth, but that's not going to get you any points here with about 10 seconds to go in the half.
First down for Hastings.
Yeah, it looks like they will be very content to just run it out here. And they hand it off up the middle, secondary, 50, all the way down to the Lumen, 45. The clock says nothing. That is the end of the first half. Hastings could not get a quick timeout there after they picked up about 13 yards on that carry. So Hastings has some yardage here in the first half, but they have 0 points. On the board, 21-0 Lumen, three break, and we'll be back at the half for Collins Brothers Floor Covering on News Talk 970, WKHM FM 101.5.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net. We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and
download your certificate for a consult and exam.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. Brembo would like to remind you to play it safe while camping. Always use a flame-retardant tent and set up camp far away from the campfire. Only use flashlights or battery-powered lanterns inside the tent or any other closed space. Always build your campfire downwind away from your tent. Brembo of Homer, Michigan. Just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979, member FDIC.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen Christi with Tom Ratchford, GOC, Josh Ankrell, our executive producer director for Collins Brothers Floor Covering here at halftime. Floor Covering and more there on Pearl in the heart of downtown Jackson. Give Kent a call down there if you need a floor. 21-0 here. Not many secrets. Bo Bell show for Lumen as he scored 3 times here in the first half. 2 long ones. Almost had 3 long ones. And Bell has ripped off 180 yards, 8 carries. That's a pretty good month. We'll check some out-of-town scores momentarily.
When you talk about Bell, Greg, it's clear that he's the best player on the field. And he's
the fastest.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, he had good blocking up front, actually, on all of those runs. He didn't do it by himself, but he's got the ability to break that where nobody else could. And It does lead an excitement to the Titan team that is quite honestly not there. And then a couple of those passes that went to Cameron White, you've got the stats in front of you. Kucha was, I don't think they threw an incomplete.
3 of 3.
Yeah, 3 of 3 for 57 yards at times that were really, really needed. And, you know, that's how you win these games.
Really, so, Tom, it's too bad they couldn't have played this team last week. Especially with all the young kids. I mean, they played a buzzsaw last week, and that's, you know, they got an eye-opener. No doubt about it. Titan band right here about 12 feet away from us here on a gorgeous night at Lumen. Let's take a 2 break. We'll come back. It's 21-0 Titans at the half. We'll check some out-of-town scores with Ratch. for Tri-County Water. In 2 minutes on News Talk 970 WKHM FM 101.5.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Little Johnny B. Good here. With the true electric guitar on the field. No air guitar here tonight. Tom, some scores out of town trickling in. Here it's 21-0. Lumen Christi is Bo Bell. 8 carries, 180 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Kyle Minder has 2 yards. Nick Thomas has 2. Alex Lasky has 4. And Bell has 180.
Well, the good news is Jackson High did score with 21 seconds left in the first half. They missed the PAT. So it's 14-6 Ipsy Lincoln over Jackson High. But the Vikes let Ipsy return the ball back to the 35. And I'm still waiting. There's just a few seconds left in the first half. Almost halftime. Ipsy Lincoln 14, Jackson 6. Over in Metro Detroit, Orchard Lake St. Mary leads Detroit Loyola 14-6. And that's with 6:08 to go in the first half. Chelsea, by the way, Chelsea is playing Toronto Northern, and they lead 30-0 in those Toronto schools. That's an awful long way to come to play a Canadian school.
Do they play Canadian football or
I don't know what
American?
I don't know. It's too bad Chelsea didn't come to town here tonight. That wouldn't have been bad either. Of course, Hastings is a league game. West Bloomfield, and you heard what happened to them this week. They had to forfeit their win last week. Same thing that happened to Ben Pack at Jackson High about 15, 16 years ago. West Bloom had played an ineligible player by mistake. It was a sub that played. It was a third stringer that got in for a couple of plays late in the game. It didn't matter, but it's the rule. So West Bloomfield found out, called it in. Took the forfeit. They came back, and they are leading Oxford 21-0 at the half. Clarkston and Southfield are tied at 18. That's probably a pretty good game just before halftime. Word just in from basketball coach Dan Crowley. Jackson did make it to halftime, only trailing Ipsy-Lincoln by the score of 14-6. So they held Lincoln after that long kickoff return. Back over on the west side of the state, Allendale leads Granville Calvin Christian 21-14, and that's early in the second quarter. Good game downriver. Monroe St. Mary Catholic leads Riverview 20-6 with 6 minutes to go in the second. And we're about 80 yards away, but I'm telling you, you know they're hitting in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Monroe Catholic over Riverview 20-6. Detroit Catholic Central leads Toledo Whitmer 7-0. And that game's at halftime. And when I coached at Toledo St. Francis 30 years ago, we played Whitmer always the second game of the year. And that is a terrific, terrific football program. How about Rockford? Now, nobody had a worse first week of the season than Rockford. They had to call the game off last week. All those kids got sick. So you know those kids are sick. Plus, you didn't get a chance to play because they had to forfeit their game to Saline. So they didn't get a chance to get the first game bugs out. They go to Lowell, and they're tied. Rockford and Lowell are tied at 7 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. So good for them to hang in there. I suspect Lowell, having played last week and getting them, you know, starting to get into game shape, I suspect Lowell will probably take that away from Rockford by the time the second half rolls around. But nonetheless, that's a pretty good showing.
And you couldn't practice, Tom.
Yeah. And your kids are dragging. Remember when it happened to Lumen Christi about 15 years ago? Yeah,
Three Rivers.
Back when they were in Class B, or might have been Division Four at the time.
Bad food.
That food poisoning episode, we went over and got beat by, I want to say, Riverview or Milan. Might have been Riverview over at White Lake Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you try, but you're not there. You just can't recover. And it's not one kid or two kids. It's the whole doggone team. And so give Rockford an awful lot of credit for hanging in there, doing what they could. You know, I heard that happened also to a school in Jersey, Don Bosco Prep, over in Paramus, New Jersey. That happened last week as well, where they had about, 15, 18 kids with some sort of a staff-type infection that came through the locker room.
B&G Landscape Weather Report. What do you got?
It's nice.
It is beautiful, isn't it? This is a beautiful night.
B&G can bring this to us every Friday night.
This is beautiful. Good weekend to get your landscaping taken care of. Get over to B&G Landscape. They'll take care of you over there. There's not a cloud in the sky. Just past 8 o'clock, 970 WKHM Jackson, 101.5 FM. Team's trickling back. Lumen Christi up 21-0 here at the half. We'll take a three break, and we'll be back second half right around the corner on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. Brembo would like to remind you to play it safe while camping. Always use a flame retardant tent and set up camp far away from the campfire. Only use flashlights or battery-powered lanterns inside the tent or any other closed space. Always build your campfire downwind away from your tent. Brembo of Homer, Michigan. Just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender and
NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With T. Ratch, GOC, here at Lumen. And about a minute away from the start of the second half. Lumen in some trouble early. Hastings drove the ball twice up and down the field but could not score. They fumbled their first drive after they ran about 50 or 60 yards. And that was a killer for them. They killed most of the first quarter on the ground but came out with nothing. And then Bell explodes for a 67-yard run, then a 70-yarder. And he scored late in the first half on a short pitch play, 3 yards. And this game has just been blown wide open.
Yeah, you look at Hastings' stats, and they kept the ball on the ground for, I mean, Allen had 12 attempts, Westworth had 11.
Yeah, they had about 140 yards rushing time.
Yeah, and they really did truly control the game, but they were unable to score. And, you know, you go back to it, that first drive, when they marched all the way down inside the Titan, maybe 15-yard line, and fumbled and gave Lumen Christie the ball. And it was just something that they really never recovered from. Lumen Christie eventually scored on that. They went 78 yards in 7 plays, capped by a Bo Bell 67-yard touchdown run. That was with a minute 12 to go in the first quarter, and at that point, Lumen Christie took a 7-0 lead. But you think of that. It was 78 yards in 7 plays for Lumen. So they had gotten, Hastings had driven the ball all the way down inside the 20. Titans get the ball, and, you know, I mean, almost the whole quarter was taken up by Hastings. So, and that's kind of the way it went. And Hastings did kind of shoot themselves in the foot once. They had that unsportsmanlike conduct penalty in the middle of the field. And, you know, there's just a few things that, that have happened that I just don't think they can, Dick, they can't get out of this hole that they've dug. They're down 21-0.
Action brought to you in part by the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, Omnisource, the Collector's Zone, Elro Steel, tonight part of our group. Kicking for the Saxons. Big Skyler Brower. Bell stands back near the goal line. Little short kick. They angle it. And it's grabbed over there by Lumen, and they'll have it at the 35-yard line. Cameron White grabbed it, and he was knocked down immediately, but Lumen gets good field position at the 36-yard line. And their quarterback is the junior, Troy Kucha. Had a rough week last week, but a good first half. He was 3 of 3, passing for 57 yards. And Bell is hit in the backfield this time.
That was that big linebacker, Wyatt Smith, I think. One of the 50s.
55 was back there.
Tyler Johnson, 55.
Nice play by Johnson. He got a lot of help, and Bell lost about 2 yards, second and 12.
Now,
Calvin Kapp on the quarterback for Hastings has just been essentially handing the ball off tonight. They pitch to Bell. Can he get outside? Got outside the contain. There's going to be a hold. Bell's going to go all the way for a touchdown again. But there was a hold back here, and they're going to bring this one back.
That's one of those deals where I don't think that hold had anything to do with the play, but it was inside, and they're going to have to clean that up. The Titans are. Bo Bell just deked the contain man from Hastings right out of his cleats. And
if he gets outside, you're done.
Right, and Hastings has to be better than that on those outside runs, because you've got to be able to take the play right at you and keep your outside arm free. And he stepped inside, and Bell took one step, pivoted to the outside, and he was gone.
I think they called Cameron White, who's really had a good game for Lumen, but he won't like that film. And that brings
and that's on this side of the field, so the camera CB's going to get that one.
Second, about 16. Bell went about 65 yards untouched. But the penalty. Kucha, rolling right, throwback screen. 30, 35, cut back 40, 45. And looks like a first down. That's Cameron White. We have a flag way back at the 20.
That was thrown right as he threw the ball. Yeah, it's against Hastings. They're telling the Hastings sideline what number it was on. Yep.
Personal foul, roughing the passer. So that'll march it all the way down to the Hastings.
On a little pass play like that, you got no business hitting the quarterback. Come on.
38-yard line. Set up very well, that play.
Absolutely.
They really let the near side of the defense come in. They just flip it right over their head. You got a guy wide open.
Yeah, a lot of coaches call that a slip screen. It's pretty easy to run.
I'm surprised we don't see more of that.
You had two linemen right out in front of them.
First down, Lumen from the 38. They go Thomas in motion. He's got the pitch. And he is clobbered at the line of scrimmage and lost a couple.
You know, two of the offensive linemen from Lumen Christie pulled and blocked to the right, and they ran right past the kid. So you've got to get that part of the offense shored up. You have to block the first man in front of you. I don't care what happens.
But again, a lot of east and west, no north and south there.
Yeah, but that works if you block that kid. The kid that made the tackle was untouched, and that's a clear mistake.
Loss of 2 second and 12. 10 to go here in the third, 21-0 Lumen Christie. Newstalk 970, WKHM, 101.5 FM. Kucha fires it out in the flat, caught. And a good gain down inside the 30, very close to a first down. Jacob Lathers, the senior.
brought down by Skyler Brower and Michael Royal. Very nice play. Little stand-up pass.
Can't stop it.
No, just he just threw it into the left flat, and Lathers got upfield pretty good. Be third down in about
third
two.
And two. Bell comes out. Kyle Minder into the backfield. 49. And Lasky back there. They give it to Lasky. Good block by Minder. And Lasky's got an easy first down.
Yeah, real nice job up front by the Titans' left side of that offensive line as they just drove Hastings back at that point. I think it's Zach Irwin on the left side, big number 72. He's the guy you run behind, Austin Maynard.
Minder came in and led the play, and he really took out that linebacker. And that gave Lasky a quick about 7 yards and a first down.
Yeah, so basically the Titans have punched Hastings in the mouth, kind of like they did all the first half. Ooh.
That's Lasky again, and he got maybe to the 21.
T-ball and Bacon on the stop for Hastings.
And they'll spot it just outside the 20. We'll give them 2 yards, second down and eight. With 8:45 to go in the third, Jackson High was trailing 14-6 at halftime at Ipsy-Lincoln. Keep an eye on that for you from the 21. Ben Pelletier out over the football. Two fakes. Cooch is wide open, looking, flipping. Oh, he threw it behind. Cam White was wide open at the 8-yard line. He could have cartwheeled into the end zone, and he threw it a little bit behind him.
Michigan State.
13-0. Spartans.
They're just underway, aren't they?
No, they started at 7.
Oh.
They're destroying Furman. 13-0. Bo Bell at the 20, 15, 10. Can he stay in bounds? No. We're going to mark him out at about the 9-yard line.
Boy, he gets to the sideline in a hurry, and he just tiptoes right down that near sideline.
If he beats contain, you're toast because he's going to outrun your corner man or your secondary.
Your court isn't very long. Don't go too far.
Uh-oh. Now,
actually, you can. This is portable.
Yeah. 9-yard line. Kucha. Pitch to Bell the other way. Turns the corner. Flag all over the place.
Titans unbalanced far to the right from the left hash and tried to outflank Hastings. Bell got to the corner, but there's a referee threw the flag and the umpire threw a flag.
Yeah, there were a number of flags at about the 10-yard line.
Holding against the Titans.
And another call against Lumen.
Fourth and spot will be first and goal from about the 19-yard line.
Number of penalties. That will remind you of last year because I never have seen Lumen team more penalized than last season.
Remember that Northwest game, all those unsportsmanlike and personal fouls?
Hand to Bell. Bell is going to be clobbered in the backfield this time. He probably lost 4 or 5 yards there. No running room that time. And that puts it all the way back about the 23-yard line. Goal to go from the 23 for the Titans. Kucha over, gets a play from Herb Brogan. As the new lighting begins to take effect here at the field.
Spectacular.
It is nice. And another whistle.
Oh, it's like broad daylight out here.
This guy's called four pre-snap offside calls. And that'll take it down to the 18-yard line. Lumen gets a free five there. Up 21-0 in full command as the clock hits 7:20 to go here in the third. Meisner and Lathers split out to the left. Kucha pump fake throws. Caught! Touchdown! Lathers! Nice throw by Kucha. Back shoulder throw. And Lathers a little bump by the defender.
Yeah,
bumped himself right into the pass.
Yeah, he pushed him right off. Lathers didn't able to get to the ball because that ball was not thrown where Lathers could get to it. He pushes the defender away, makes the grab, 18-yard touchdown pass. A nice little three-step drop by Troy Kucha, the junior quarterback, threw the ball into the left, just past the goal line in the left corner of the end zone. And Jacob Lathers with the grab, and it's 27-0, Lumen Christi.
Extra point. Uh-oh. He missed it. It was 7:06 to go in the third. Lumen up by 27. Action tonight brought to you in part by Penn Chiropractic Clinic, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, the Protection Center, American Title Company, County National Bank, and all Titans here at 27. And they'll kick to Hastings. Lumen next week heads to Battle Creek, Harper Creek, who, after a slow start last night, manhandled Northwest 35-0.
And Hastings comes back into town next week, and they travel to Northwest and play the Mounties. I think that's the football frenzy game on K105.3.
You are exactly right. Johnson has it teed up, far hash at the 40. There's that little angled kick again. This one bounces toward the middle of the field. Will be run back to the 30. Big hit, 32-yard line. Brogan Sullivan. With
44, Brogan Sullivan.
Crushing hit there.
Brogan Sullivan also assisted on that tackle. First and 10 for Hastings.
And Hastings, 32-yard line. First down, two tight ends, straight tee in the backfield. Secondary, almost broke that one. Westworth. Nick Thomas, saving tackle out of the secondary for Lumen. Gain of 9 on first down. From the 41, Kappen, Westworth, first down, out to the 47-yard line. There's five more yards.
Minder and Smith on the stop for the Titans. It's enough for a first down.
Again, Hastings has been able to move that football. Tom out of town.
Yeah, got good news from Ipsy Lincoln. Shawnee Suddeth went 76 yards for a score, and then Paris ran the two-point conversion in. So, with 9:05 to go in the third quarter, it's Ipsy Lincoln and Jackson tied at 14.
Good comeback for the Vikings tonight. First down here, Saxons, but they're down 27. Two fakes back to throw. Intercepted! Wow. terrible throw by Capon. Dayton Keller right in his hands.
He's a big defensive back, Greg, and that's a I can't believe you didn't see him.
I mean, he threw it right to him. He had a guy open about 10 yards downfield, Tom. I don't know what he was looking at. But Lumen's right back in business now at the 43 of Hastings. And this game is really falling apart for them. Titans trying to get 11 players in the game. .554 to go in the third. 27-0. Kucha on first down. Hands it off. Very short gain there for Mender.
Anthony Harris will stop for Hastings, number one.
Give him a yard, second and nine from the Hastings 42. So Hastings comes right back into town next week. Lumen goes to Battle Creek. Take on the Harpers. Kucha, quick count. Quick hitter. Mender up the middle. There he goes. 20-10. Five touchdown. Kyle Mender, the junior, broke a couple high tackles at the line of scrimmage, and there was nobody out there in the secondary. Mender ran all the way to the house.
Yeah, what happened is Hastings shot a linebacker, and the linebacker absolutely missed Mender. He just missed him, and he was unblocked. It was a mistake by Lumen Christie, but Mender was able to take advantage of that, got right behind him, went untouched 42 yards into the end zone, and with 5:08 to go in the third, we're waiting the PAT kick. Titans lead 33-0.
This kick is up and good, 34-0. Lumen. Take a one-minute break, and we will be back. All Titans, 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Hail Caesar!
Oh, no. Try it lower.
Hail Caesar!
Close, but more commanding.
Hail Caesar!
Perfect.
As in the new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt, made with hand-pulled rotisserie-style chicken, raised without antibiotics. Savory Caesar sauce and melted provolone cheese, plus veggies and a touch of Parmesan on freshly baked bread. Hail the new Chicken Caesar Melt.
I just got chills.
From Subway, fresh is what we do. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And welcome back to Lumen. Nice kick coverage by the Titans there, Alex Rogers on the Lumen kick team. Another short high kick. And a 32-yard line.
And you can see you can really see things change when the Titans play with a little bit more confidence, bouncing back from last week. And you can also see Hastings a little bit down after playing really, really well in the first half. And now you look up, it's 34-0 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
This running play picks up three, and a nice play by Kyle Mender, who just ran for the touchdown. He made the stop at the 35-yard line. They stay in that two tight end. They ran some spread last week, but we've seen none of that.
First back.
5-yard pickup. They'll be about 2 yards short of a first down at the 40.
you know, if they stay with us, they could have something going here. You don't see a breakaway threat, so there's really no reason to spread things out. I think this is
playing. I don't see it with a quarterback either, Tom.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, if he could, you would think he would have booted.
Shaky.
Yeah, you would have thought he would have booted a little bit. So I think Coach Terry, Jamie Murphy, is doing the best he can with what he's got.
Third very short, second back. That right at the stick.
And, you know, quite possibly, even right there, the quarterback could have booted. Maybe he doesn't want him running the ball too much because he doesn't have anybody else to play that.
Probably.
I mean, there's a lot of things that go into every.
They only got about 30 players over there, 32. Yeah. First down, though, for Hastings on the run by Dull to the 43-yard line. 3:40 to go here in the third. And Lumen up by 34. First back to the 50. And about two. We have not seen the quarterback keep out the whole game.
No.
It's hard to believe.
There has to be a reason for that.
Yeah. We waited and waited for that in the first half when they were still in the game, and it never surfaced.
Right. And then we saw what happens when he threw.
Yeah, that was a debacle. Second and eight. Second back. Westworth is inside Lumen territory at the 49-yard line.
Tackled by a single-digit number there. That is, they're giving it to Meisner. I think Alex Lasky was, Sam Meisner, number six, was the man on the stop.
Third and three, Hastings. Running that clock here. Been a pretty quick football game tonight. A lot of ground activity.
It would have been a lot quicker had he made that PAT.
That's right.
34-0 Lumen Christi, 2:15 to go in the third quarter.
Hastings picking up a first down at the 46. We'll be at Withington next Friday. East Lansing in town. They got their hat handed to them last night.
They led at halftime.
They lost 29-7.
Yeah, it was 7-0 at halftime.
The big guy carries it this time. Rare carry for Big Brower, and he's down to the 41-yard line.
Sam Meisner and Jared Paul again on the stop.
We're down to 1:50 to go in the third. Second down, Hastings, and about five. Quarterback keeps it, and he tiptoes down the sideline. He has a first down. First keep of the night for Capon, and he's got a first down. Michigan State 14-3 at halftime. Ouch. Over the Furman. Aren't they in the NAIA?
I have no idea.
There's a two-yarder down to the 29. Second down and 10 for Hastings. Trying to get on the board. And spoil a possible clock runner here. And they're at the Lumen 29-yard line. And we have a whistle. Lumen's offside. Way too many penalties for Lumen.
Man, it is like broad daylight in this. There's only four light towers, two on each side. They're down at the 15-yard lines. This is spectacular.
Second three. Cap on to Big Brower, and he run for a touchdown, and he does.
Brower with a touchdown for Hastings.
Skyler Brower got around the outside and rumbled for a touchdown, and it's 34-6.
Pretty nice run by him. He outran the defensive back.
He's only carried a couple times today.
Normally plays, he'll play tight end, play a little bit of running back. Big, huge kid.
They're going to run for two. And on the two-point try, they throw it wide open, caught for two.
81
received. Pass complete. That was Ethan Clifford, I believe, 81. That's a big target over there. So a little roll out right, quarterback hit him in the end zone, pretty wide open. And with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's Lumen Christi 34, Hastings 8.
Take a break. Back in a minute. 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Local decision-making with local employees, neighbors helping neighbors, keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank, the name that stays the same, Jackson's lender of choice, offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
High kick, Bo Bell, back at the six-yard line. Up the middle, there he goes! 40, 45, 50, run out of bounds. Flag way back at the 22. Nifty run by Bell up the middle and then cut to the outside. Almost took it to the house again. Another flag on Lumen. Just a rash of penalties tonight.
Holding against the Titans.
And they'll start deep in their own territory. Down around the... around the 15, 14-yard line. Could be the last play of the quarter with 21 seconds left. Titans up 34-8. Kucha hands it off for some running room. That's Thomas out to about the 16-yard line. That'll kill the quarter.
Yeah, not much running over on that right side of the Titan offensive line.
Yeah, and after three, 34-8. Take a break, and we're back in 1 minute. Fourth quarter is just ahead for B&G Landscape. 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Fourth quarter, ready to go. Titans the ball, and they have a second and eight, very deep. In about the 17-yard line, they gave him an extra yard on that last carry. And there goes Lasky. He's got a first down.
Lasky with a carry. It's enough for a first down for the Titans.
Out over the 25 to the 26. Almost 10 yards there for Alex Lasky.
Yeah, brought down by the last defender that could possibly make the tackle.
He had two carries for 4 yards in the first half. And the ball out at the 27. And they pitch it back to Thomas. He's flying. 40, 45. One man to beat. 40, 30. Last guy got him. Tripped him up.
Pretty much the same play they run with Bell. That offensive line does a good job. They open it up. They punch out the force and the contain man and kind of wall that off. It looks like those old Vince Lombardi movies. Remember where they used to
seal here.
Seal here and then run in the alley? Well, that's what they're doing.
Thomas showed some excellent speed there. The sophomore was a fingertip away from going 72 yards. But Lumen has a first down. They're at the 27-yard line. And Minder up the middle, inside the 25 to the 24. Out of town, Tom?
End of the third quarter at Ipsy Lincoln. Jackson and Ipsy Lincoln are tied at 14, but when the fourth quarter resumes, Jackson will have the ball down on the Lincoln 5-yard line.
Beautiful.
Ah, here comes an injured player. Kyle Minder's limping off the field on a bad leg. There's 10 minutes to go in the game. You're leading 34-8.
He's all right. He's played well, too. Kyle Minder, both sides. And Kucha to Thomas. And he got a couple yards down to about the 23. Not much there. Give him a couple.
Chase Cobb. Wyatt Smith on this side also.
Third and we'll call it 7. Game long decided, probably over at halftime. The Titans led 21-0. They led 34-0, and now it's 34-8. Meisner and Lathers are split out. Kucha, two fakes, looking. Flicks it out, it's caught. And this might go for a touchdown, it does. Dalton Keller, the tight end. Dayton Keller, sometimes known as Dalton on this show.
Kind of a throwback on that drag because Kucha rolled a couple of steps to his right and he hit big Dayton Keller from the tight end spot. Just going over to his left, caught it with both hands, you know, right at beautiful pass, catch, and a score. And with 9:33 to go, it's Lumen Christi 40 and Hastings 8.
Kucha had a player right in his face, too, Tom. So he did a nice job, the junior quarterback, Troy Kucha. Extra point right down central. 42-8. Take a break, and we're back in 1 minute as Lumen is rolling over the Saxons tonight on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
No matter what happens in your future, you need to be ready for it. You need to set goals for it, save for it, and invest carefully. Most of all, you need a strategy. This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. As your financial advisor, I'll work with you to create a strategy, one based on the realities of both your life and the financial world, based on your specific situation. Call the Augustine Group today at 768-7709. Tomorrow is based on what you do today.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/16.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
To high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Hanko, I guess Greg Thomas probably getting as much airtime as me tonight. And here's the run back. Ooh, big hit there. 25-yard line. Looming kick coverage, very good. Alex Rogers was there, among others. And a first down, Hastings, from the 25 with 9:27 to go. That clock probably can't run fast enough for the Saxons here. They fumble the snap. The ball is on the ground. Lumen's got the ball. Number 30 for Lumen. That would be Jarrett Bolt. Came up with the football. And Lumen takes over. Tom out of town.
Jackson and I had a good drive. They end up scoring on a Shawnee Sutta four-yard run. The PAT is no good. So with 11:31 to go in the game, Jackson leads 20-14. And the big play of that drive was a fake punt pass from Shante Sutta to Cortez Moore from Jackson's own 40. And, you know, that's in Scott Farley's package. He's a gambler, absolutely. And they do those things.
So nice comeback for the Vikings. They were down 14-0.
Scored 20 unanswered points to lead 20-14, 11:31 to go in the game.
Can they hang on? Action brought to you tonight by the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, Spring Arbor Road, County National Bank, your hometown bank. By the way, the County National Bank radio program will crank back up this coming Tuesday. B&G Landscaping with us tonight, all over the place. They're bringing you this quarter, by the way. B&G Landscaping, get mulch. Do you have enough mulch, Tom?
Yeah, I don't use any mulch, but I will at this time of the year start putting the September weed and feed type.
You know where to go? B&G.
Adam Callahan, quarterback for the Titans.
New QB, that's Adam Callahan. New personnel in for Lumen. Might be a total house cleaning here. Titans up 41-8. They've got the ball at the Saxons 24-yard line.
Bradley's also in there in the backfield for the Titans.
Ben Humble at a tackle. I would say Callahan is slight of build. Second about 8. Bolts in the backfield. And Brogan Sullivan. They go to Bolt. Nice run by Bull. He's into the secondary. Has a first down. 13-yard line, Jarrett Bolt. Bolting up the middle. And they'll put it back at the 15. First down, Lumen. 8 and 20 to go. Jackson High has taken the lead. If you got away from us, they were down 14-0 early. They've come back to lead Ipsy-Lincoln 20-14.
Yeah, that was 14-0 in the first quarter. There was a minute left in the first, and Jackson was down, and at least they are not down and out.
Kelleher, Sullivan. Brogan Sullivan down to about the 10-yard line. Nice run. Little crack on that left side, and he got through it.
Eli Evans and the stop to Hastings. Michael Richards also in an offense.
Ethan Miller trickles in off the bench with Cody Kelleher.
Cody Kelleher enters the game for the Titans.
Ball's at the just about the 10. As we play the string out here, 7:20 to go. Kelleher, first back through. And that's down near the... They'll spot him about the 7. And it'll be third down from the 7-yard line, about 3rd and 3.
Third and about 3 for the Titans.
As the Titan... backup troops try to put one in the end zone here. Balls.
They're taking as much time as they possibly can.
Yeah, they don't necessarily want to score, but, you know, you've got your backup kids in there. You got to let them play. Very valuable experience for some of those kids. Now a flag. Yeah, they took a lot of time there. Yeah. Too much. So they'll walk it back 5. Lumen at Harper Creek next week. Tom, that's a very important game for Lumen because as you look at their schedule, they are going to be really hard-pressed against both Coldwater and Marshall.
Maybe. Marshall lost opening night to Benton Harbor. And then they beat Coldwater. We watched Coldwater last week in the stadium against Jackson High. I didn't think anybody was going to beat them.
Kelleher, second back. Little bit of running room there.
That
was 3rd and 8. They got 3 or 4.
But what Coldwater will do that Hastings couldn't tonight is they do have a little bit more skill players at Coldwater.
So they'll play better defense.
Yes. I don't know if they can catch Bell. I mean, if the Titans can seal that off, Coldwater's not going to be able to stop Bell, but they do have some better athletes. They'll be able to score where Hastings really wasn't able to.
The whole question, can you stop them?
Yeah, because they'll hold the ball.
They'll do exactly what these guys did.
But just they're better. They're a little bit better.
Yeah.
That when I say
a
little
notches.
Yeah, Coldwater's a little better than Hastings.
Fourth down, about 5 here for the backup group. Kelleher, long count. Hand it to Brogan Sullivan. He'll be short by about a yard.
Down for
and that'll go back to Hastings with 5 minutes to go.
Dylan Goodrich on the stop for Hastings.
And a lot of backup defenders heading in now for the Titans. All the scores tomorrow, Sports Saturday for Anderson Distributing, Polly's Country Markets from 8 to 10. Michigan football tomorrow, right here on 970 and 101.5. That coverage starts at 11, noon kickoff from Ann Arbor. running play for Hastings to about the 7 yard line. Not much. They got a yard or two.
Allen up to carry.
And we're down under five to go in this one.
Interior tight linebacker tackle.
Pretty quick game as we roll to the 9 o'clock mark here on Spring Arbor Road. But it can't run quick enough. Here's a running play into the secondary. Couple missed tackles. And out to the 32-yard line, a first down.
Very nice tackle made by T.J. McCulley.
T.J. McCulley with a tackle for the Titans. First down for Hastings out of about the 30-yard line.
Tate Ulrich on the carry. And that's a first down for Hastings at the Lumen, right at the 30-yard line.
Jackson and I hanging on, 8:47 to go in the game. It's still Jackson in the lead, 20-14 against Ipsy Lincoln.
Look like Lumen jump, but no flag. And good pursuit by that backup Lumen defensive group as they...
Yeah, there's four green shirts there to make the stop on the far sideline.
Slam the running back out of bounds. Alex Rogers was there. Got Hendrickson out there with Brogan Sullivan. 70, we don't even have him listed. Go figure.
Might be Caleb Garrison.
Caleb Garrison. Recent acquisition. He did not even make the media guide. Second down about eight or so here for Hastings. Boy, they still have that big center in there. That 300-pounder. There's a run out over the 40 for a first down.
For a first down for Hastings.
And we're just trying to run the clock out here. 3.5. Cole Hall on that last carry. If you're keeping score. First down, 42-yard line. First back, 40 to the 47. They're sticking right with the straight T offense. They got about five. Spencer Mazur on that tackle. Second and five.
20 with the ball. That was a great tackle by Noah Page. Held him just short of the first down, about a yard, but maybe a half a step before the first down. Noah Page came up and made a stick.
Samuel Dakin on the carry. Third and a yard. 2:15 left, 9 o'clock, WKHM Jackson.
Got to remember where you are.
Same play, first down. And that goes to 44-yard line, or first down, Hastings.
Well, you've been on 970 for the better part since maybe 6 this morning until now, except for that brief 1 hour on 101.9 WIBM.
Cody Callahar made the stop.
And I know you didn't go home and take a nap. Been up since about 3 o'clock.
You're right. First back slams down the middle.
That little bitty guy.
Late flag.
18 with the carry. That was Devin Plank.
Devin Plank on the carry right up the gut.
C.J. Henderson on the stop for the Titans. There is a flag.
And they threw a flag at the end of that play.
Let it go. There's a minute and 44 seconds left.
I don't know why you throw any flag
face
right now.
Well, I do see that. I mean, if it's a face mask, you got to call that stuff. Yeah.
That was a five.
So.
Yeah, quarterback for Hastings. Pearson Tinkler. Good play there for Lumen. That was 30, Jarrett Bolt. 26, Noah Page on the stop for the Titans. Quick wrap-up, Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Fourth quarter brought to you by B&G Landscape here on 970 and 101.5. This play hit in the backfield. They drive him back to the 20. Valuable playing time for the backup group. And we're down to 50 seconds left. Ball's at the 18-yard line. A snap or two remaining here. Oh, they run it right up the middle. Touchdown. Nobody knew who had the ball.
I thought that was Plank, but they said it was Eli Evans, 38.
About a 20-some-odd yards right up the middle. Nobody touched him. And it's 41-14. 33 seconds left. Hastings went for two last time. They'll go for 2 points here also.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, it's subs against subs. It's 33 seconds left. And
no, don't get there.
And up at the middle, it's no good on the extra point. 2 point conversion.
Lumen held him. Back of the pack, Cooper White. Host of others for Lumen, including Caleb Garrison.
So with 33 seconds left, Lumen Christie leads Hastings 41-14. I can't imagine Hastings is going to onside kick here, but they may. Probably at this point it doesn't make any difference one way or the other.
Probably not. I agree with you. I wouldn't even waste one
No. Maybe we can
save that for close game.
Next week against Northwest. Yeah. Maybe we can delay this long enough to get the end of the Jackson High game in here.
We might, the way it's going. We're trying to get Rab Ryder to Ann Arbor tomorrow. Lumen doesn't have any.
Well, he doesn't miss many Lumen Christie games, and he never misses a Michigan game. Michigan takes precedence. If they were playing tonight, that's where he'd be.
Big Brower has it teed up. Little pooch punch kick. Fair catch. Good job there. Cam White.
Did he say he turns 91 next week?
Yeah. 1925. Is that right?
Yeah. What a treasure.
Yeah. Elwin Rabbit Rider.
I think Dennis Kiley's about the same age as him, just right turned right around 91. Those guys are something.
Lumen into the victory formation. With Kalahar. Takes a knee, and that should be it.
Kalahar takes a knee. I knew it was always during football season.
And Lumen will not have to take another snap. And after a slow start, pretty impressive performance by Lumen the last three quarters. They do have some penalty issues to get cleaned up. 41-14 the final. 2-minute break, and we'll be back. Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Wrap it up. Check the scoreboard. 970 WKHM 101.5 FM.
Hail Caesar!
Oh, no, no. Try it lower.
Hail Caesar!
Close, but more commanding.
Hail Caesar!
Perfect.
As in the new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt. Made with hand-pulled rotisserie-style chicken. Raised without antibiotics. Savory Caesar sauce and melted provolone cheese. Plus veggies and a touch of Parmesan on freshly baked bread. Hail the new Chicken Caesar Melt.
I just got chills.
From Subway. Fresh is what we do. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering. Get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone. Connected to Peterson Jewelers next to the Hunt Club.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen, all over here tonight as the Titans roll to a 40. Well, they took the score down already. 41-14, the final here tonight. After a slow start, Lumen did not look very good in the first quarter. It was dominated by Hastings on the ground. But their big drive, they fumbled as they took the ball about 60 yards down around the Lumen 20, and they fumbled. And Lumen really took over the game after that and rolled to a convincing win here and even their mark at 1-1 as they head to Harper Creek for a game next Friday night. We'll be at Withington next Friday, Jackson High, hoping they can hang on. The Vikings have rallied at Ipsy Lincoln. Tom, and on that Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard.
With 2:52 now remaining in the game, Jackson High leads Ipsy Lincoln 20-14. So they're hanging in there.
Dare I ask you who has the ball?
Jackson has the ball on their own 43.
Oh, beautiful.
It's 4th and 40.
4th and 40?
Yeah.
Well, don't fake it.
Please. Oh, boy.
Kick it.
2:32 left now, and it's 4th and 40.
Kick it, please. Please, Scott, kick.
It was 2nd and 44 at one point.
Oh, my goodness. Some other scores, Tom, before we grab our Subway player of the game?
Well, just a couple. We were talking about Rockford having to bounce back off that very difficult situation where they had their players sick last week and couldn't play. And really what I suspected, there's now 7:49 to go in the game, and Lowell now leads Rockford 21-10.
Couple pretty good programs.
Yeah. But the Rockford kids needed last week to play to get back into shape. So I'm sure they'll be fine once they get everything going. 2 minutes to go in the game. It's Mishawaka Penn 14, Birmingham Brother Rice 7. The only final that I have is Monroe St. Mary Catholic beat Riverview 44-6. And then I just picked up a tweet from Mick McCabe of the Detroit Free Press. River Rouge also had to forfeit their first game win last week when they beat Chelsea. I think it's an ineligible player.
Wow.
So Rouge had to forfeit with an ineligible player. West Bloomfield had to forfeit their win last week with an ineligible player also. Those things, they happen, but they're absolutely, completely avoidable. There's no reason.
No.
And I was talking to Ben Pack about that because that happened to us at Jackson High back about 15 years ago. And it was the mistake of the athletic department. They didn't follow. They didn't look at the records. They didn't check those kids. And Jackson played a player in their ninth semester. And it wasn't found, and it should have been. And doggone it, like Ben said, if I ever get back into coaching, I'm going to do this personally myself and not leave it up to somebody else in the office because it's far too important. But those things do happen.
Bo Bell, our Subway sub shop, player of the game. No shock there. 12 carries, 196, 3 touchdowns, and he had 2 of them called back here tonight via penalty. Kyle Minder ended up with 47 yards, 4 carries. Nick Thomas had a couple nice runs in the second half, 6 carries for 51. And Troy Kucha played a pretty solid game at quarterback for the Titans. Completed 7 passes. And the Titans roll 41-14. Anything else, Tom?
Another final in. Detroit Catholic Central beat Toledo Whitmer 29-7. Major League Baseball, I think I saw Justin Upton. He hit something. Tigers lead 4-0.
Grand slam, maybe?
No, somebody else scored 2, or hit one. So it's bottom of the third. Tigers lead KC 4-0.
Good news there. Baltimore 8-0 over the Yankees. Well, that's not good news. See if we have anything else.
Well, I do have
nothing playoff related here.
Jackson High did, Greg. Jackson turned the ball over on downs, so it's a minute and 36 left, and it's actually I've got this. I've got this back. There's only a minute and 36 to go. I think it's Jackson's ball.
Okay.
I'm not positive. I've got a cryptic text coming in. But there's only 1:36 to go. Jackson leads 20-14 at Ypsilanti Lincoln.
Again, we'll have all the scores, details, highlights, et cetera, tomorrow. Sports Saturday program. That's on 101.9. And Michigan football here tomorrow morning at 11. Wolverines and Hawaii. That wraps it up tonight from Lumen. All Titans here after the first quarter. And they roll 41-14 over Hastings. For Tom Ranchford and Josh Ankrel, GOC from Lumen, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.